AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the U.S. is set to impose a shipping blockade on Iranian ports.
The U.S. military has announced it will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas as President Donald Trump seeks to pressure Iran in a move that risks driving oil prices even higher and renewing the war. The announcement has set the stage for a showdown as Iran immediately responded with threats on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The announcement of the blockade has halted the limited ship traffic that resumed in the strait since the ceasefire, said an early report from Lloyd's List Intelligence. Marine trackers say over 40 commercial ships have crossed since the start of the ceasefire, down from roughly 100 to 135 vessel passages per day before the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oil prices are climbing again, and global markets mostly declined. President Trump sharply criticized Pope Leo XIV, saying he is very liberal and not doing a good job.
We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo.
The American-born Pope Leo had criticized the U.S.-Israel war in Iran. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is out after 16 years in power. In a recent interview, the newly elected Peter Magyar had told the AP that if elected, he would repair Hungary's relationship with the EU. However, he has carefully avoided taking firm positions on a number of divisive issues during the election campaign, including Orbán's anti-LGBTQ+ policies and whether Hungary should extend more support to Ukraine. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on an investigation into sexual assault allegations against Congressman Eric Swalwell, who's running for California governor.
First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting a woman who worked for the congressman said he sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. She told the newspaper she did not go to the police because she was afraid she would not be believed. Swalwell took to his X account Friday to deny the allegations.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false.
I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.